Becoming a co-creator of your life. Do you ever find yourself wondering why you are really here on the earth? Why did you come in as a male instead of a female, or a female instead of a male? And out of all the possibilities, why did you come into a particular family? Is it all random or luck, or in some cases bad luck, that you had no control over? Or is it part of a much larger, brilliant, divine design that you were and are a part of creating? This is a fascinating and pivotal question to me because the answer can be life-changing. One answer can keep you locked in a place of fear and powerlessness because something outside of you seems to have control over so much of you and your life. You can only hope or pray for good things to happen. The other hands you life and, like a loving, trusting parent, helps you create your life as you want and need it to be with support and guidance. It trusts that you know what you most need. Imagine being an architect for your soul's journey before your birth and co-designing your life with divine assistance. You strategically place certain events, opportunities and people on your path, allowing you opportunity for the best possibility of moving into your unique soul growth and purpose. The shift of one's perspective and belief from randomness, victimization, or a limited definition of divinity God that chooses everything for you, to one of being a co-creator and partner of your life with God is shape-shifting and profound. If you are co-creating every aspect of your life and always have from before your birth, you are empowered. You are a creator of your reality. And with this understanding, life can become more knowable, flexible, and align with you. Nothing is done to you, nothing is by chance, and all is possible. Through expanding into the understanding that you have the ability to change patterns and limiting beliefs, you can create new perceptions and new reality for yourself. Places where you felt a victim, guilty, inadequate, and unworthy can shift into freedom and empowerment over time as you take charge of your mind and thoughts. The first step is opening to this understanding and belief that you have this ability and power. The second step is opening to the tools and support that resonate for you. Finding a style of meditation, even if it is 5 minutes a day, can begin to quiet an overly busy, distracting mind. Discovering music, chants, guided meditation, spiritual books that speak to your soul and uplift you are key. Finding healing modalities and counseling that assist you in soul excavation to discover and shift roots of limiting beliefs, family and ancestral patterns can bring you an entirely new experience of your life, of your health and well-being. Simply focusing on what you are grateful for every day can shift your energy and with it emotional sense of well-being. Ask the universe and creator to bring you support and assistance, and stay open to the way it shows up for you. The book, person, healer, coach, counselor, thought, inspiration, insight may drop right into your lap. I just read a very moving example of creating your reality and your experience in the face of what is often viewed as a terrible, tragic event. A high school classmate of mine, Susan Spencer Wendell, wrote a New York Times bestseller book after being diagnosed with Lou Gehrig's disease, or ALS, for which Western medicine has no cure yet. "Until I Say Goodbye, My Year of Living with Joy" is her poignant story of her last year after deciding that she was going to perceive her illness and remaining time on the earth through a lens of gratitude and joy for each moment she had left. In her final wonderful year, as she called it, she took trips she had always wanted to take with dear loved ones. She typed her book on her iPad, and then as she lost ability to use her hands except for a thumb, she typed the remainder of her memoir with her right thumb on her iPhone. I loved her story and her courage to share it because it is such a powerful example of how our perception, intention, and thoughts can change our experience of our life regardless of the situation. and in doing so, impact and inspire countless others around us. We are all free to discover, learn, grow, or not in every moment. It is all just learning and love, and more learning and love. No judgment, just opportunity again and again to learn, grow, love, open more. Until we return to knowing that we are love. We are co-creators of our lives in partnership with a benevolent, all-loving God and universe, and together are co-creating life and reality on this planet. Let's make it a magnificent reality.